I'm Bill Wheelhouse. This is the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We're joined, as always, by Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register. Tim, it seems like we're hearing a lot about some downtown business closings, especially in the area of restaurants. What do you make of that? Is there any real meaning to it that we're hearing these?
Well, that's a discussion that's going on now downtown, whether the glass is half empty or half full here. But anytime you get names like Two Brothers Lounge, Holy Land Diner, Food Mart, Brick House, Pub and Grill, Elf Shelf, either closed already or about to close, that's going to get people's attention. And we did talk to a variety of people with the city, the business owners themselves, Downtown Springfield Incorporated. Some of this is retirements, health, so it is cyclical. But as we've talked about before, something that always comes up after parking anyway is the lack of state employees downtown, the lack of foot traffic, and some of the businesses have cited that.
And that is one of those trends that does not appear that it's going to be changing anytime soon, that those jobs that have left that area are gone.
Well, certainly not for state employment. Now, there are new businesses coming back downtown, restaurants, gift shops. A lot of art galleries and gift shops, particularly along that 6th Street corridor. But one of the things they know they have to work on for 2016 is getting more foot traffic other than the normal summer tourism traffic downtown. Now they're counting on housing developments, which we may see the first of several this year, but it's certainly a long-term process.
And we also saw another closing out near Shields in what at some point is supposed to be a big development out there, but a restaurant closed in that area this week.
Yeah, Three Tommaso's Italian Bistro, Thursday is their last day of business. They opened in the fall of 2013 in a strip center just north of Shields there. And the owner cited a couple of reasons. They also own D'Arcy's Pint. They want to concentrate on that there on Stanford Avenue. But they did mention the lack of development in Legacy Point, which is something we've heard before, that the outlet mall has not happened yet. And, of course, Quaker Steak and Lube closed for the same reason. So the development there certainly has not been as fast as some people are counting on.
I always have trouble gauging whether a restaurant closing is really in part to the economy or the situation, because so many factors go into such a high failure rate type of business like that.
It is, and people with the small business development centers around town will tell you restaurants are a difficult business to succeed in. You have to be there. It's basically a seven-day-a-week job, and they are very much tied to what's going on in the economy and, of course, foot traffic. Now, in this case, they just have not seen the foot traffic they were counting on there in Legacy Point.
Last week on the program, you said that the owners of Viper Mine were soon to file bankruptcy. That happened this week with the Arch Coal Company. Out right now still is whether they'll have a deal to mine coal for CWLP.
You know, a couple of things are moving here now with the bankruptcy filing of Arch Coal. And typically these corporate bankruptcies, it could take a year or more. So this is a long-term process that we're looking at in the courts. And the more immediate question is the effect on Viper Mine and about 340 jobs. And as we talked about last week, City Water, Light and Power trying to renegotiate that contract at a lower cost. After the bankruptcy, we contacted CWLP, and they indicated that process would continue. It looks like they're going to non-binding arbitration. And by the way, during bankruptcy, Viper Mine will continue to supply coal to the Springfield utility, so there won't be any interruption in services there.
And Tim, I'll be hanging up the headphones for a little while anyway, retiring at the end of the week. I appreciate you joining us for the past couple of years. You'll still continue to be on the air here on NPR Illinois. Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill, and best wishes.